from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. A New Jersey transit engineer is dead. Multiple passengers injured after a Riverline train hit a tree just north of Roebling Station. Just after 6 a.m., New Jersey Transit confirms the train was headed northbound when the accident happened. It is not clear how the tree made it onto the tracks. Photos and video from the scene show the train's windshield was smashed. More than two dozen passengers injured. None of those injuries appear to be life-threatening. Three police officers are lucky to be alive after being attacked by a carjacker on the George Washington Bridge early Sunday morning. The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office says the scary incident began in South Hackensack at about 2:30 in the morning. Police called to a crash on Route 46. They learned the crash vehicle had been stolen out of New York in an armed carjacking. The carjacker fled the scene, stole another car, stalled on the George Washington Bridge. When police found the suspect, he attacked with a knife, slashing three officers. Police have not named the suspect. Lawmakers have had enough with noisy mufflers on cars, and a proposed crackdown could add stiffer penalties and possible jail time.
Right now, if someone modifies their car's exhaust system to make it louder, the fine is $25. A bill from State Senator Jim Holzapfel says the fine should be as much as $500.
It should be an amount that, in my humble opinion, would have them take off or get rid of whatever it is that's causing the problem.
This could be a penalty for the driver and or the shop that made the enhancement. Repeat offenders could spend a month in jail. Also, Holzapfel's bill would require that muffler changes become part of motor vehicle inspections. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Today is day one of New Jersey's controversial annual black bear hunt.
A total of 11,000 black bear hunting permits were made available. The first few days are for licensed hunters with bow and arrows only. Thursday through Saturday, the hunt is for archery or muzzleloader rifles. Hunters may not target or kill any black bear weighing less than 75 pounds or any adult bear that's with a cub. The second round of the bear hunt is slated for December 9th through the 14th. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Going to be a windy, noticeably cooler day with a mix of clouds and sunshine after some spotty showers, mainly in the northern spots. High temperatures aren't going to be too far from 70, and then we're clear and colder overnight at lows near 40 inland to around 45 at the coastline. Tomorrow is even cooler still. We'll have a bit of a breeze with some sunshine, highs only in the upper 50s. And then we're going to be in the mid-50s coming up on Wednesday with partly to mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Sussex 48, Trenton 57, Egg Harbor Township is 64. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey 101.5.
Join the conversation.